Now, lots of people find themselves single later on in life, whether it's due to divorce, the loss of a spouse, or maybe just never finding the right person. As we get older, it can feel more intimidating to try out dating for lots of different reasons. Maybe you feel like you're too old, don't have enough to offer someone, or just feel embarrassed about it. This clip from The Golden Girls featuring Blanche and her date Jerry gives a gist of what it can be like to get back into the game after so long.
I guess I'm just frozen back in the old days of courtship. Remember when we went to the movies last week?
Hey, when you didn't say a word to me, didn't even try to kiss me goodnight.
The way I remember it, you looked so beautiful, I felt awkward and tongue-tied like a teenager. I was afraid to kiss you.
Afraid of a little old kiss?
Hey, to me, a first kiss is still the sexiest thing in the world.
Get out of here.
Older adults today have more options to find a partner. There are many online dating options that serve the older adult singles. But how and why can someone find the courage to put themselves out there once again so late in life? Our next guest has been writing about and studying relationships and sexuality in older adults for decades and is here to offer us some expertise. Pepper Schwartz is a sociologist and sexologist teaching at the University of Washington in Seattle. She is the author of numerous books, magazines, website columns, and serves as the love and relationship expert and ambassador for AARP. She's also the relationship expert on the show Married at First Sight. Pepper, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
Pepper, it's so nice to have you here for a few minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, it doesn't seem like this is something that's talked about a lot. There's not a whole lot of articles written about it. And if grandma or grandpa suddenly has a new partner, it makes some of us uncomfortable. Do you think our society tends to think of dating as something for younger people?
Yes, I think people are a little bit nervous about aging in general. There seems to be some stigma about getting older, and there seems to be some stigma about older people falling in love, being affectionate, having sex, or for that matter, even dating. So, yes, I don't know why all of these prejudices exist, but I'm here to try and knock them apart.
You know, we're kind of in a unique spot in today's world. Medical practices are improving, medicine is improving, and we're living a lot longer. What does that mean for the dating pool in the world of older adults?
Well, I think the combination of living longer, living healthier longer, and, I'm sorry to say, a reasonably high divorce rate and a higher standard of what marriage should be, all combine to have people back out in the dating pool 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I've seen people dating at 90. So it changes the whole world if you, for example, get divorced at 60 and you think, or you're at 60, let's say you're in a marriage that doesn't work, and you go, I could be here for 30 more years as opposed to 5 more years. I think I'm going to change my life, and I'd like to have a partner again.
Now, for many older adults, the dating world can feel so much different than how it was when they were last in it. For instance, we all have cell phones and the internet. In your experience, what are some of the things that prevent older adults from trying out dating, online or not, even if they're curious?
Well, I think they're intimidated by who they are now as opposed to who they were then. We look older. Our bodies aren't the same. They're certainly not as athletic, or not that we ever thought they were perfect, but they were a whole lot more perfect then. And I think it's also, besides the intimidation of being acceptable and attractive enough and all that, and for men, I think some performance issues, I just think that there's a lot of fear. Who is this person? If I go online, will they take advantage of me? Am I available to a scam? I've heard all these stories. You know, is it really outrageous for me to think about loving again? You know, they just get frozen.
Pepper, you talked about the fact that, you know, that longer life expectancies because of medicine has really changed the game, so to speak. Has the expectations for dating and marriage among older adults changed as a result of this?
They do, but I don't think they're the same for men and women. I think you could have a situation like your very funny clip where the man is intimidated because a kiss means a lot to him. Or you have a situation where the man is sort of looking at the new landscape and saying, well, three dates and I'm in. And a woman is thinking, no, I want to make sure I'm respected. No, I'm a little scared about what these intentions might be. So the landscape is not entirely ungendered.
Pepper Schwartz joins us. She is a sociologist and sexologist teaching at the University of Washington in Seattle. She's also the author of numerous books and magazines and website columns and serves as the love and relationship expert and ambassador for AARP. And we're talking about dating for older adults right here on Central Time. Now, I could see people worrying, especially older adults, worrying that there will be no one out there, you know, no one near them, no one interested in them. Is there a big pool of people out there?
There's a huge, huge pool of people out there. And I think people overestimate the pickiness of other people. I think what happens is people get older, they get a bit wiser about what makes a good companion? Who do they want? The things of integrity and individual competency at life and, honestly, economic stability and good character. Those are the things that tend to matter these days as opposed to just flipping through pictures and saying, that one's attractive. I think there are a lot of people out there who don't realize that there are a lot of people out there for them. I really feel that if someone really wants to find a companion, and for that matter, a lover or a spouse or a lifetime partner, that they can do it, but they have to take it seriously. I often tell people, you know, would you just wait at your door waiting for someone to knock and offer you a job? And so I say, of course not. You have to go out and look for a job. Well, guess what? You have to put the work in here, too.
Now, we use the term older adults in this conversation, but that can include anyone in their 50s all the way to their 90s, really. There are a lot of differences between entering the dating pool in your 50s versus your 60s, 70s, or 80s. Certainly, a lot of people on the older end of the spectrum thinking, they're probably thinking, why bother or feel silly for even considering it. So what would you say to someone on that older end listening to this conversation and thinking to themselves, is it too late to try?
Well, let me give you a story that's real in response to that. I have a friend who was married for, I don't know, 50 years. She decided after she was through with grieving for her husband who had been lost, passed away 3 years ago, that she was going to find a partner. She went online. She did a number of things. She went to cocktail parties and would say, hey, I'm looking for a partner. The latter worked more than the former, although she had lots of dates. And at the age 83, she found a man who she described as the love of her life, even though she'd loved her husband. She said, this is a direct quote, I've never been in love like this. And they're now in their 90s and still together. And that is a true story.
We're talking with Pepper Schwartz. She's a sex, love, and romance expert and teaches at the University of Washington. She's also the love and relationship expert and ambassador for AARP. We're talking about dating as an older adult, maybe online or maybe not. And you can join the conversation. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Are you an older adult who has been giving dating some thought? What's holding you back? What do you have questions about? Have you found a relationship as an adult over 50? Tell us your story. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can also email us at ideas@WPR.org and you can also tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue this conversation in just a bit right here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Darrell Connor. We're continuing our conversation with Pepper Schwartz. She's a relationship, sex, and romance expert teaching at the University of Washington. She's also the love and relationship expert and ambassador for AARP. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you're a single older adult of any age, whether it's in your 50s or even in your 80s or 90s, would you or have you ever considered getting back into dating? Has online dating been something that you've considered? What's holding you back? And if you've had luck in a relationship as an older adult, we would love to hear your story. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. And let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Sturgeon Bay. Good afternoon, Bill. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just kind of caught the end of the last 5 minutes of your broadcast. I really have very little access and or knowledge of the internet, and I'm just wondering what if there's any suggestions. I mean, I don't have internet at home anymore due to the expense and my health issues, and I go to the library, and I don't know if that is, if you guys think that's a successful way to go about it. You know, I'm looking to. I'd love to have a romantic interest in my life. I'm in my mid-60s and healthy and pretty darn nice. A pretty nice guy.
Bill, thank you so much for the call. For those of you who are checking, Bill is in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Pepper, what are your suggestions for Bill, who doesn't have the internet but would like to meet someone?
Well, I think what he said, he has access to a library. And I think if he asks someone there, I don't really know how to get to the dating sites or, that someone will think that there's a great thing to help him. I always look for someone younger than me, way younger. You know, 15-year-olds are whizzes at this stuff. But, you know, just say, hey, tell me how to do this. And then I think a lot of the dating sites actually will give you a tutorial for free. You know, here's how you post a picture. Here's why you may or may not want to put a picture on. Here's how you write a profile of yourself. And there are actually people, you know, who do that for hire. But given that he's watching his budget, I think if you go to one of the big sites, Match.com is one of the biggest, but there's many others, and you can just go, say, put in dating sites and they'll all come out. They come out by religious, Jewish singles, Christian singles, Muslim singles. They come from interest, farmersonly.com. I mean, whatever it is that's your background, if you want to look more narrowly, it's easy to find. If you want to look more generally, then you go to the biggest site, Match.com or others like it. And people there will at least get you started. And then the directions, I think, could be pretty straightforward.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Heartland. Good afternoon, Bill. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi. Thank you. I'm 54, and I've been doing this for about a year and a half. And one of the troubling parts about all this is, you know, you want to get into a relationship and move forward, but you really pay for a lot of the past relationships that your potential partner has had. And it becomes a daunting task because I think there's a lot of seeking perfection that's just so unrealistic that it makes this a real troubling kind of process when you're at kind of this age group.
Bill, thank you so much for the call. Pepper, what is your response to Bill's statement?
Well, I think he may not be as good as he might want to be in terms of picking people who are not bringing along baggage. Now, hey, we've all lived life, so we're going to have some baggage. We've had some losses, disappointments, as well as triumphs. But you want to look for a person, you know, of a positive affect that is embracing life and is enjoying life, even if they've had some setbacks. And I think sometimes if you are finding consistently that you're not finding a person, you know, who can be in the present and not have inflated expectations, you should bring the proverbial wingman, a good friend of any gender who will sit with you and say, hey, why don't you try this person? Or look at this bio of this person a little better. You know, they seem They seem like someone, you know, who's got an edge. Let's not go there. You know, you need somebody who is maybe got a better picker than you do.
Pepper Schwartz is a sociologist and sexologist teaching at the University of Washington. She's the author of numerous books, magazines, website columns, and serves as the love and relationship expert and ambassador for AARP. She's also the relationship expert on the show Married at First Sight. And we're talking about dating and relationships in your 50s and beyond. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Christy in Madison. Good afternoon, Christy. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi. I would like to say that I think we should start our own dating system and call it the Velveteen Rabbit, because when I go find somebody to love, that's what I want, is somebody who's been loved so much, all their fur is rubbed off. Because looks don't matter so much to me. You know, everybody has bruises, and it doesn't really matter anymore. At a certain point in life, the age difference and all that stuff, you just want somebody who's compatible mentally, and do you want to have sex? Do you not want to have sex? Is this just a companion for you? You need to be upfront and straight about all those things. And I think it's a wonderful thing that people are getting out there and trying. We're all still alive, and I think love is one of the most vital things. And I guess that's all I wanted to say.
Christy, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it. Pepper, what about sexuality and attraction? I mean, despite the fact that we don't often talk about it, you know, older people are still allowed to feel attracted to other people, right?
Well, you know, I loved everything that person just said. And she said, we're still alive. And that means we do get attracted. And different things attract people. In this person's case, you know, it's this right kind of heart. It's someone who's been well-loved and wants to share that. For other people, maybe physical characteristics do matter. But it's a big world out there. And you can match up with the person who has the values and needs you do. One of those needs for a lot of people is sexuality, whether that is making sure you kiss and cuddle and touch, or whether you need intercourse and orgasms are important to you and sharing that part of intimacy is something that you never want to give up. There's a spectrum out there, and you can find the person who feels the way you do. I have to say, one dinner party I was at with some much older couple, in their late 80s, somebody was really bold and asked if they still had sex. And the woman looked at her and said, of course. So it just depends on the people. And no one should write off older people as if they don't want sex. Most people still retain attraction and desire.
Pepper, Bill in Sturgeon Bay had mentioned in his call about health, and health is one factor that older adults likely have to think about and deal with more than younger daters, whether it's a medical diagnosis, you know, whether it's diabetes or just not having the energy and the body that they had in their younger years. It could feel like baggage or inadequacy. What do you say to people who think no one else will want to deal with their health problems?
I would say that if you were find a person who you find has the other characteristics you want, character, ability to love, looking for companion, etc. If you create a relationship with them, they're going to want to take your health into consideration, but they're not going to run most of the time. Sometimes it happens, most of the time, because you are now an individual rather than an abstract idea. I've heard women say, I don't want to be a nurse. I've heard men say similar things, sometimes because they've contended with a very long and sad physical history with an ex-partner, ex-spouse. But the fact is that once we become attached to people, it's not an abstract idea. It's a personal thing. That said, I don't think you have to say, hello, I have cancer, or hello, you know, I have diabetes. You really want them to see you as a human being. And then if it gets serious, then you can say, well, here's some of the things I contend with. Some people won't want to take them on, but many people will not mind because it's you. It's not an idea. It's you.
We have about a little bit over a minute left. Something that hasn't changed since the last time been in a dating game is having to deal with rejection. It's already scary and awkward enough. So how do we handle being rejected as older adults?
Well, I write about this in a book called Prime, which is about me dating between 55 and 60. And I call it my pineapple theory, which is basically, I don't like pineapple. Many people love pineapple. Well, the pineapple is a perfectly good fruit. Some people like it, some people don't. So why judge yourself by somebody who just didn't like pineapple or just didn't like the kind of person you are? There's plenty of people who love pineapple and they'll love you too.
Pepper, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. I do have to correct. I'm not the AARP representative anymore. I was for over a decade. And of course, I still think they're great.
Thank you so much. Pepper Schwartz is a sociologist and sexologist teaching at the University of Washington in Seattle. She's the author of numerous books, magazines, and website columns. She's also the relationship expert on the show Married at First Sight. She joined us today to talk about dating, whether it's online or in person, or as a older adult. And you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Talk about your experience dating as an older adult. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us.